Yvonne and I met at the first MuTech, actually, back in 2000. And the next time we met again was in Frankfurt at the Frequenzen at the Schöne Kunsthalle. And we discussed a project involving chess in some way. Yvonne brought this idea up, dealing with kind of this Cold War aspect of, you know, Soviet Union versus the United States. And we began at that point, and I've actually not seen Yvonne since 2.5 years ago when we first began this. So that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, that's how it started.
It took some pressure from Yvonne for me to start this because it was very different than any other collaborative work I had done. And it was a different way for me to be actually working on a project. So basically, we started off just doing separate moves. Each was a response to the previous person's conceptual chess move, like they would do in times before, where you would send a move, you know, or you would send it through the mail, and sometimes these chess games would take years to complete, you know. And so we basically just started that way, and back and forth until, but we weren't allowed to listen to the previous pieces. So at the end of 2.5 years worth of back and forth, I mean, sometimes it would take, you know, 2 days between moves, sometimes 2 months, sometimes up to, I think one move between was 7 months or something like that. So yeah, basically it just went like that. And when we finally listened to the entire project completed, it was kind of a shocking travelogue in a way.
Richard was very nervous in the beginning when we started this, because he kept telling me that he's not familiar with this kind of work and he's feeling uncomfortable with this. So to sort of compensate for that, I decided that I must put myself in a position where I'm not confident as well. So I decided to use a software which I never used before for the project. So that way we were both kind of uncomfortable with the situation, and that's how it started. Well, but then we both, I think, kind of got into it, even though it took quite some time to complete. And then the live project was more or less like a natural conclusion to the first stage of the work. But it would have to be much more concentrated, obviously, because we wouldn't have this amount of time that we had, like 2 years to record it. And you're not really limited with the amount of time you can use. But here in the live situation, everything has to be much more concentrated, much more compact, and obviously much more intense as well.
When we finished the project, we were trying to figure out how to make this appear to be a chess game, but to give it more of a visual punch, to go with this kind of completed package of the release, the color codes, the video artist that we worked with, the use of actual, you know, a chess clock, the setup like a chess game, facing each other, the little flags, much, you know, so basically getting all of these kind of signifiers of a chess game, but without the actual chess game itself. And one thing we also wanted to do was not make this something that was just two people with laptops facing the audience. And there have been a lot of comments from people who've seen the performance that it was very, very different from anything they had seen before involving laptops, because at some points during the performance, you know, Yvonne would get up and walk away, much like you would do in a chess game, trying to, you know, mentally psych out the opponent. You know, I would do different things, but it all was very natural in a way, because it was a game, it was this competition, there was this conflict, and I think that was especially helped by the fact that we hadn't seen each other in so long. So it was like this kind of starting over. you know, this, the game's never complete. This was just a continuation of where we had been for the past 2.5 years.
The amount of concentration and tension at the light show was quite incredible for me. I can say that I was nearly developing a headache from the tension that I had inside me. Well, it's not that I was particularly nervous about things, but it's just concentration and feeling his presence in the space. And yeah, it was quite thrilling in a way.
Well, the chess game itself can be seen as, you know, a conflict on many different levels. It's, you know, it can be seen as a political, perhaps, statement, you know, but it could be gender politics, it could be, you know, social politics.
First of all, it just, chess game is a good symbol of presenting a conflict, which is not violent but equally intense as any other conflict. So, and first of all, of course, it has to do with a conflict that's inherent in the concept of any collaboration. So where you have to compromise with the person you collaborate with, and you experience the conflict internally, but you never really, it's never visualized, it's never made obvious to the audience. It's just everyone sees the final result. So in this work, it's somehow we expose this, the process, this conflict, the tension that is inherent in the collaboration, which is almost a war in a way.
The game just continues on, as kind of noted physically in the performance. At the end, we check our watches. It's time to go. Time to meet another time. You know, the gentleman's handshake, and away we go. Still, while the sound is processing itself, in a way, waiting for that next time when the chessboard will be revisited.
Oh yes, I agree with that.